The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Man, oh man, I would have to say that the NFL playoffs are officially here as the Arizona Cardinals have moved on, beating the Green Bay Packers in an unbelievable football game, to be honest with you. And then, obviously, the New England Patriots do what they do. They win, they move, they advance and beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Not nearly as good of a game there, if you ask this guy, but two pretty good football games, playoff football games, and Aaron Rodgers, man, I don't know what else to say, but the guy is unbelievable. You give him an offensive line, and it really doesn't matter who he's throwing to. He's playing without Jordy Nelson. He's playing without Randall Cobb. He's playing without Ty Montgomery. The list goes on, people. But give the guy some protection, and he can make any game interesting. Got to welcome my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Good morning, man. How are you?
Quite a week in the world of sports, and you said it. Playoff football is here for sure. We've weeded out all the junk from the wild card weekend. We're into the divisional round, and we have half the field set for the Final Four conference championships games coming up a week from now.
Yeah, I mean, look, bottom line is NFL has a real meaning, and it means not for long if you really think about it, because week in and week out, anything can and will happen. Nobody thought the Packers had a chance. Forced that game into overtime, and another Hail Mary. Unbelievable stuff. You cannot make it up. It's real. It's happening. But we got to take a quick pause. We'll be right back. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Higgsonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum Multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Go! Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
What the hell's going on out here?
Oh, man, oh, man. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, and you are listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can jump on board, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. I'm getting hammered by a lot of people today on Facebook, Jeff, as we can imagine. The Green Bay Packers lose, and for some reason people think I play for the Green Bay Packers or somehow I have a vested interest in what happens with the Green Bay Packers on the football field. I don't really care, man. It's a game. They're my team. That's who I root for. But at the end of the day, I know that the Green Bay Packers were way outmanned against the Arizona Cardinals yesterday. And the pure fact that they even were able to stick around and make that a football game speaks volumes about the coaching staff and the heart of this team, to be honest with you. I have no problems with the Arizona Cardinals winning that football game. I have no animosity toward Cardinal fans. I have no animosity toward Dallas Cowboy fan. I don't care about what happens on the fields, okay? I talk about what happens on the field. And when you see a performance like you saw yesterday from Aaron Rodgers, there's two things that come to mind, Jeff. I say to myself, in one sense, I'm disappointed because I'm seeing a great quarterback year in and year out lose when I think he has the ability to win Super Bowl after Super Bowl. So one part of me says there's a lot of unhappiness and maybe this team has underperformed when the time has mattered most. And when you've had guys like Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers to lead you to that promised land, and you come away with one or two in 25 years or so, I think that there's a lot of disappointment for Packer fans in that sense. On the other hand, I can look at that performance from Saturday night and say, wow, Aaron Rodgers, when given an offensive line, it really doesn't matter who his wide receivers are, which is what I have been saying all season long. And to that, I will say, wow, what a performance. But truth be told, I think the body of work, and I'm saying this as a Packer fan, I'm being as objective as I possibly can. They have underperformed and they have underachieved when it has mattered most, when you have two of the best quarterbacks in the game and one maybe of all time. And by the end of it, maybe two of all time, Jeff.
Well, you know, there's a lot more parity in the league. I was going to tell you, it wasn't all bad for the Packers this weekend. I watched them beat up on the Kansas City Chiefs 35-10 at the Los Angeles Coliseum on Friday night. The NFL Network re-aired Super Bowl I, of course. And, you look back, and I think that that's the standard. Even though you're a little bit younger, you're probably a little young for the Lombardi years. But, you get to a point where you have just this gold standard. And I think that there are teams that have storied pasts. Maybe Pittsburgh would be the exception because they're right there with Green Bay in the present. And you just look at it, to win the Super Bowl twice in 30 years, I mean, you're defying the odds if there is true parity in this league. And I understand, your expectations obviously rise because you've had blue chip quarterbacks in both Favre and Rodgers, but they're both gunslingers. They've both taken chances. And quite frankly, they were both let down by other aspects of the Green Bay Packers game. Over the last decade and a half, two decades or so. So this was just a year where the stars didn't align for them at the end of the day. They had to steal the one from Detroit. They had, Rodgers had to throw off his back foot to Janis to force overtime on Saturday night. And I just think they didn't have enough. It's like you said, they were out, man. They didn't have enough bullets in the gun. And at the end of the day, the Cardinals made, one or two more plays than the Green Bay Packers. And, that's why they lived to see conference championship weekend.
Yeah, and I mean, just truth being told, look, bottom line is I think the better team won. However, the Green Bay Packers were awfully close with a team that was very decimated. They lose Cobb during the game. We know they don't have Nelson. They don't have Montgomery. Like I said, that list is pretty long.
Let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
Was there a thought in your mind? I know that conventional wisdom says that overtime, gives both teams the odds, but to come up with a miraculous play with 5 seconds left, as the buzzer goes, to come up with that play to Janis to make it, I believe it was 2019 at the time.
Yes.
Does McCarthy even consider riding the momentum, maybe trying to get out of Glendale with a 3-yard play rather than taking his chances on the coin flip?
I've been kind of contemplating that in my head. I think they made the right move. Truth be told, the real problem here, Jeff, is not with what McCarthy did there at the end of the game with kicking the extra point. The real problem is with the overtime rule, to be quite frank. I'm not upset about it. I'm not angry about it. But I do think it's stupid because this is the way the rule works. If you stop a team, then you get the ball back and obviously have a chance to go and score yourself. If you hold the team to a field goal, you also get an opportunity to go score another field goal or even a touchdown, and then the game would be over. But in the case of a touchdown being scored with the first possession, the other team just doesn't have a chance. And you know what? The rules will be tweaked. I hate to say it. Eventually, that will be changed. It should be more like college football. If it's an overtime and you're trying to make it fair, and the rule is very, very weird the way it's written. If you score a touchdown on your first possession, the other team doesn't have a chance. But if you score a field goal, the team does have a chance. I'm sorry, but that rule needs to be changed, and it will be changed.
The college system's imperfect, too. You start at the 25-yard line. You completely take your punt team. The defense that's playing between the 20s, there's suddenly a red zone defense for the entire overtime period. I like the NFL's rule. I like that you have incentive to score a touchdown, because under the old rules, the Cardinals get down to, wherever Fitz got tackled around the 4 or 5 yard line. You get down there and the game's over because you can kick a field goal. A lot of teams wouldn't even run a play after that. They just send their kicker out to make the chip shot. And, as long as it's not Blair Walsh last week in Minnesota, you're probably going to do okay with that. But I like that you have to score a touchdown. And the Cardinals so desperately wanted Larry Fitzgerald to get the walk-off win. They try to throw him the fade route on first down and then get that shovel pass in on second down.
Look, at the end of the day, that's the coolest thing about what happened there at the end of the game, because when I think about the Arizona Cardinals, I think of Larry Fitzgerald, Jeff, to be honest with you. So truth be told, I was happy for Larry Fitzgerald for making that play. Obviously, the 75-yard run, the catch, and then getting the touchdown there on the little shovel pass from Carson Palmer. On that note, I was happy for him. But I don't like the rule. I hear what you're saying. I don't like the rule. A score is a score. And if you can go down there and punch one in, great. But why shouldn't the other team have an opportunity to go down and punch one in too? The rule's messed up.
Look, let me ask you something. Would you prefer the football be played in innings where you only get, you know, each team gets 9 possessions, you have no clock, and, you know, everything just works out with equal possessions, and, you know, you do that in overtime too? I mean, there are ways to completely balance it, you know, to the point where you're giving participation trophies like T-ball, but at the end of the day, I think the NFL's got it right now.
Listen, dude, I'm sorry, but I totally disagree with you, and I actually find what you just said somewhat offensive, to be quite frank with you, man. Bottom line is, the rule sucks, okay? And it has nothing to do with the game yesterday. We got to take a break. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, and he's getting me a little bit angry today, but that's cool, man. I need a little fire lit under me, so it is what it is. A lot going on in the sports world, and obviously
few big games Saturday that happened in the NFL playoffs. The Green Bay Packers do lose to the Cardinals. Kudos to the Cardinals. Congratulations to them. The New England Patriots, they win. We're not that surprised about that. I don't think we're surprised about either of the teams that won. But we do have a little surprise for you now. The music obviously means we're going to somehow get to Canada and hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. John, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
No complaints. You know what? The sun did come out today, even though the Packers went out of the playoffs. And there's another day, man. There's always another day, and we'll have another year when it comes next year, too. But not too bad, man. Everything's all right, John.
You know, my Yotes couldn't find the net against Schneider and the Devils. You know, a couple hours before the main event, the matinee was the New Jersey Devils 2-0 hockey win over the Arizona Coyotes in Glendale. So a little disappointing. Team's been playing a little bit better than we expected them to play this year. But, John, it's taxing when you watch those shutouts sometimes. Frustrating game.
Hey, John, but let me jump in here real quick. Even before that, you had the Red Wings come to town, right? And the Coyotes were controlling that game the whole time. They're up 2-0. There's 3 minutes left in the game. And then all of a sudden, the Red Wings pour it on, get it to OT, and win the game. That had to be a crushing defeat.
Yeah, I would think so, especially for a young, developing team like Arizona. You know, sometimes it's the old story. You have to have a little pain before you have the gain. And certainly the Red Wings, although they're in a huge transition period right now as they move from the old guard to the new guard, with only a couple of guys, specifically Zetterberg and Datsyuk, still around from the glory days of the early 2000s, the Red Wings still have a bit of a veteran presence, probably more so than the Coyotes do, and I think it came through in that game. And, you know, it's the old story, short-term pain, long-term gain. It'll be a huge learning piece for the Coyotes, and it'll stand those young players in good stead down the road. So an expensive lesson at the time, but perhaps for the long term, a lesson well-earned.
That is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down what's going on in NHL hockey. Normally we talk to you about baseball, and if we have time, we'll get into it. But let's keep it in the NHL for now. Just out of curiosity, this is kind of more of a joke than anything because Scott just kind of put it in my head. But sometimes when you change a name of a team, it does have some weird effect. Sometimes it can be positive. Sometimes it can be negative. But truth be told, do you like the Arizona Cardinals? Do you like the Arizona Coyotes name of being the Arizona Coyotes instead of the Phoenix Coyotes?
No, I prefer city names unless you're in a situation where the team represents a whole province or a whole state. I guess the parallel would be, why don't they call them the Wisconsin Packers? Even though, I mean, everybody in Wisconsin, as you know, is a Packer fan, whether they live in Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, or any other town or city in Wisconsin, they're Packer fans. Probably the best example of a state-represented team would be the Packers, but I've never heard any stories about changing the name to the Wisconsin Packers. I think the Phoenix Coyotes is a better name. I guess the only good thing is that they didn't follow the Angels route and rename them the Phoenix Coyotes of Glendale.
John, a lot of that is a marketing ploy.
Because you want to
reach that fan base in Tucson, Arizona, or up in Flagstaff, Arizona. So I think that it's really inclusive. I mean, you know, we have all four major sports here, and the only one that still uses the Phoenix geography name would be the Suns, and it's kind of weird because the Diamondbacks have always played in Phoenix, and then you have the Cardinals, who used to be the Phoenix Cardinals, became the Arizona Cardinals, who have never played a single game within the Phoenix city limits.
You know what, though? But I lean more toward where John is with this, because when you think about the Phoenix Suns, it's like a city team versus the Arizona Diamondbacks or even the Arizona Cardinals. That you just can appeal to more masses with football or baseball, if you ask me. I mean, that's my opinion, John.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I mean, this started a long time ago, and I guess the prime example would be, in Minnesota, where all of the teams carry the state name. And I think that part of that was the fact that the teams were all based in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. So perhaps they went to the state name of Minnesota to appease the natives of both of the Twin Cities. But you were asking earlier, does a name change mean an automatic winning? And perhaps the best example of that is that the New England Patriots have been a bit of a dynasty for a number of years now. And it seems to me that when they were known for a brief period of time as the Bay State Patriots, we didn't hear too much about them winning. So maybe there is something to a name change, depending on which way you look at it.
Yeah, hey, who knows? Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, John, speaking of change of scenery for one fan-voted All-Star, John Scott, moved to the Montreal Canadiens, and whispers are that this was not a hockey move as much as it was a gotcha move for John Scott, who refused to sit out the All-Star game despite the league and the teams urging him.
Well, I kind of had that thought that went through my mind when I saw the trade shortly after 3 p.m. Eastern on Friday. I hate to use the C word, conspiracy, but it did cross my mind that was this a deal that was done to allow the league to, quote-unquote, gracefully step out of having the embarrassment of John Scott, who I'm sure is a fine individual, but he's not an all-star as far as hockey is concerned. I kind of wondered if they did it this way for two reasons. Number one, it gave his new team, the Montreal Canadiens, an opportunity to send him down to their American Hockey League franchise in St. John's, Newfoundland, and it also took him out of the Pacific Division, and clearly the captains of those four All-Star teams were named on the basis of the divisions in which their teams were located, and those players, of course, voted in during the month of December. It did kind of cross my mind that's a part of it, but I saw an announcement by Coyotes general manager Don Maloney yesterday saying that they did consider waiting a couple of weeks to make the trade, but they wanted Tenorti quite badly. They were afraid that a better offer might come the Canadiens' way in the interim, or in fact Tenorti might get hurt. Now, I think there's probably less chance of him getting hurt because he wasn't playing, which is the reason that he was available, but I got to wonder if there was an underlying fact here, Jeff, and obviously we will never know, but it would not surprise me in the least. I wish Scott had said, thanks, it's a great honor, but I just don't think that's my game. I just don't think that's the spot for me. I think people would have looked at him in better light if he'd manned up and said that, I'm not a three-on-three player. That's not my role in hockey. I'll go and enjoy the festivities and let somebody else play.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down what's going on in NHL hockey right now. Hey, let me ask you this, John. As we know, these seasons are a marathon, but at some point they become a sprint. Look, right now what I'm looking at, and just let me know if I'm right or wrong, but I think the cream of the crop is obviously Florida. You could maybe make an outside case for Detroit as a team that is definitely a force to be reckoned with some of their young guys who are up and coming and whatnot. You have Washington, who's very solid right now. Chicago, pretty good hockey team as well. Do the Coyotes, LA is pretty solid atop the division there. Do the Coyotes make the playoffs this year, do you think, or could they fade out?
That's a coin flip. Right now they're sitting in sixth spot with 49 points. But, even Edmonton, that's in 14th position in the Western Conference, has 41 points. And with almost a half a season to go, 7 points is not that hard to make up, especially when there are some games that sort of turn into three-point games, not from the fact that you can get 3 points from a game, but you can get a point from a game that you've actually lost. So it's possible that could even out over the course of the year. The Western Conference is a lot tighter top to bottom than the East is. And right now the Washington Capitals appear to be the cream of the crop in the league. Certainly in the Eastern Conference, they have a 12-point lead over the Florida Panthers, who had an amazing run of 11 wins in a row that was stopped rather abruptly in Calgary this week with a 6-0 loss to the Flames. But the Blackhawks might be the best story right now. They were in Toronto on Friday night. They looked awfully good against a relatively weak Toronto Maple Leaf team. But here we have the Blackhawks starting out slowly, as they have for a few years now, and all of a sudden, don't look, but they've won 10 in a row, and they're in first place in the Western Conference, and 2 weeks ago they were 8 or 9 points behind the Dallas Stars. So you can't count the Blackhawks out with the star players that they have, and their best players, Taves and Kane and Duncan Keith and Corey Crawford, are all playing really well. And we all know that in any sport, when the most talented players or your best players on a team are your best players on the ice, that usually spells success.
Hey, John, really good stuff as always. Appreciate you taking time out with us. As you know, we're up against it here. So look forward to talking to you next week as to whatever we do, whether it's baseball or if it's NHL hockey or a little bit of both, man.
Yeah, my pleasure as always. Have a good week, guys, and look forward to chatting next Sunday.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking it down, what's happening in the NHL. Right now, it looks like Washington and Chicago may be on a collision course to play for Lord Stanley. But we'll see what happens. Anyways, keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. We'll be right back. And it is the Sports Byline, USA Radio Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. Just got done with John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down what's happening in the NHL. We're now going to hook up with Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box to talk to him about, obviously, the big game, the national championship, what happened there, and then maybe just to fill in some loose ends from the season and maybe kind of look forward to what's upon us here in the future. But good morning, Seth. How are you, man?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you doing today?
No complaints, man. You know, the college football season is now over. I mean, it's kind of crazy when you think about it. We were talking about how long the bowl season is, and then all of a sudden the bowl season is come and gone, and we're probably kind of like a little bit disappointed about it, to be honest with you. And as you know as well as I do, the NFL playoffs are in full throttle, and that's kind of coming to an end, and we got to kind of sit on our hands and knees and wait for the next year to come around. But truth be told, it was a pretty interesting college football season. Kind of want to get your take on just the season in general, and then we'll go from there.
The season in general, I thought it was a good one. You'd be hard pressed to ever, you know, talk to me and have me say that there was a year that, you know, fell flat. I mean, there was, you know, exciting on the field stuff going on. There, you know, was the, you know, noteworthy off the field stuff going on, like there always is, because we're talking about 19 and 20 year old kids. You know, in the end, you know, everybody's, you know, demon won the whole thing with Alabama and Nick Saban. But, you know, I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing. You know, whoever the best team is, you know, deserves to win it. And I think this year Alabama, you know, proved that they were the best team.
You know, these seasons, they never fall flat, like you said. But they're, when you don't put a nice ribbon on it with a good championship game, I'm thinking like LSU, Ohio State, Alabama, Notre Dame. When you have that loose end where there's controversy about who's playing in that final game and how lopsided it may be, as it was in the, you know, in the games that I cited, it just takes something off how high a regard we hold a season after the fact. And I think that with a great championship game like we had on Monday night between Clemson and Alabama, it really did a good season justice.
Yeah. I thought it was a great game. And I think we're all, we should all feel fortunate that it was a great game, because after seeing what Alabama did to Michigan State in just absolutely dismantling them, I think there was some fear that something similar would go on between Alabama and Clemson. And I think if that would have happened, you know, there would have been some room for disappointment. But it was a great game. You know, Nick Saban and Alabama, you know, proved a little bit that, you know, they can not only defend effectively, but they can beat a team with a highly skilled mobile quarterback. And Clemson proved, you know, something, you know, to themselves, as well as proving something about the ACC. You know, that, you know, maybe the ACC and Clemson weren't quite as diluted as a lot of us thought, and they put up a great fight, and they pretty much played neck and neck with Alabama.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a fantastic football game, and I kind of am on the same page that if that game would have been lackluster or a blowout, I think we all would have been left saying to ourselves once again that this playoff system is not working, or this and that and the other, and we'd be trying to figure out ways to tweak it. But I would have to say we got the two best teams in the country in that game, and they went out and put on a great performance both ways. I want to ask you this, though, with all this Alabama winning championships and Nick Saban winning championships, where do you put him as far as coaches go all time? Is he the best college coach of all time?
You know, this is the million-dollar question right now. I don't think he's the best college coach of all time. I mean, I would still say that Bear Bryant is the best coach all time at Alabama. You know, but I think when we have this kind of conversation about the best all time, you know, you have to kind of split hairs a little bit, you know, to make the argument either way. I would certainly put Nick Saban, you know, right up there in a very elite crowd of college football coaches, though.
Jeff, go ahead.
Well, you know, I mean, do you take into account some of the coaches that may not have had championship success, but maintained a program for a long time. I know that it didn't end well with Joe Paterno at Penn State, or, you know, even Bobby Bowden out at Florida State. I mean, do you give those coaches with the longevity, do you grade them on a different scale? Or, I mean, at the end of the day, does it come down to who has the rings?
I mean, I think the number of rings that a coach has, should carry a bit more weight than some of the other parameters of the conversation. But I don't think the championships are the end all and be all, because, you know, like you were saying, Jeff, you know, longevity and winning, you know, over a 20, 25, 30 year period is tough to do. Even if you aren't winning, you know, championships, it's tough to do that. And, you know, I think some of those coaches like Bear Bryant and Joe Paterno and Bobby Bowden, who, you know, they were coaching in the 60s and the 70s, and I'll even throw the 80s in here for this conversation. You know, they were playing schedules that I think the non-conference schedules in particular, you could make a real argument were quite a bit tougher than what even in Alabama is playing today. I mean, they weren't playing FCS teams back then. They had their share of cream puffs, but I think, you know, up and down the schedule, they were playing a tougher slate of competition to accumulate, you know, 700-800 wins.
That's the voice of Seth Marenbloom, Campus Press Box, joining us here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Seth, let me ask you this, since we're kind of going in this direction. You know, I'm hearing what you guys are saying about longevity, but with longevity comes more responsibility as well with how things are run in your program and whatnot. And I think you know where I'm going with this. So when you talk about Joe Paterno and you talk about guys who have had these great programs, but they've dropped the ball in other aspects completely, I think they take a step back when you're talking about them as far as their coaching and their abilities to handle young men, like you said, who are 19 and 20 years old. If your people in front of you aren't making good decisions, and I'm not talking about on the field, we all know that, I'm talking off the field. If they're not making good decisions, how can you expect those kids to make good decisions? So I kind of hold that against those guys who've had that longevity and have found problems within their organization or their universities or the way that they're running things at their program.
Hey, Dorf, let me ask you this. One of Seth's cohorts over at the Campus Press Box, Damian Bowman, theorizes there's about an 8 to 10 year shelf life on coaches.
Yeah.
Do you subscribe to that theory that there's just a certain amount of time and then both, you know, both the coach and the program need to move on?
That's a great question, a great point.
And let Seth weigh in on this too.
Well, I think that personally, you know, when you're talking about individuals, it's different for every single person. So, you know, would Joe Pa have been better off maybe leaving a little earlier when he was still kind of able to grasp what was going on and maybe have control of what was going on? Absolutely. But did he linger on because of a lot of what he did for many, many years? Probably, to be honest with you. So I think you could take that both ways, because in certain cases, I'd say having a guy there for 20 or 30 years might be fitting. But in different cases, you know, where somebody finds trouble 10 years after, I think you got to move in a different direction. So I think they're all situational. I don't think there is a standard on that particular question, Jeff. Go ahead, Seth.
I am in agreement with Damian on this in the here and now. I think for guys like Bobby Bowden and Joe Paterno, and I'm going to throw Tom Osborne into this conversation as well, especially given how he handled Lawrence Phillips when Lawrence Phillips was playing for the Cornhuskers. I think in that era, it was much easier for these guys to last, you know, 20, 25, 30 years, because they didn't have like the scrutiny of social media, and they didn't have the TMZs of the world who were always searching for those issues and bringing them to light, to the surface, for all of the public to see. You know, now, you know, with social media, if you stub your toe and say the wrong word, everybody is going to know it. So, I mean, I think that's part of the reason why, you know, stay the institution 10 years, do what you can do, and then move on, because at that point, you're really going to come under scrutiny, you know, wins, losses, on the field, off the field issues, and, you know, your image and your legacy really begins to get tarnished, and oftentimes, you know, rightfully so.
Interesting how you brought up Lawrence Phillips, because if I'm not mistaken, I just read the other day that he was killed in prison like maybe 2 or 3 days ago, to be honest with you. I don't know if either one of you caught that.
Yeah,
but
yeah, wasn't that a suicide? Didn't all signs point to suicide with Phillips? And it's just such a sad story. Great athlete, but never had his head on straight. Never.
He committed suicide while he was on death row.
Exactly. And he was he had just killed, like, I think 6 months before, he had killed a prison mate or something like that. And that's why he was where he was in the first place. So, look, interesting how you just happen to mention his name in all this. Question for you now, as we're kind of approaching the end of the segment here, coaching carousel, some of the jobs have been filled, some haven't. What are your thoughts on it?
You know, personally, I think most of the schools, you know, probably, you know, made solid hires, solid choices for themselves and their individual, you know, situations. I would also throw in, you know, the Houston Cougars with being able to retain Tom Herman, since, you know, every school out imaginable out there was going after him. You know, I look at a school like Rutgers, where, you know, they've had, you know, issue after issue, and I think that's an example of where it's going to be tough to win there, although they've had a, you know, relatively recent history of winning. So you have to give some of these guys time to see how it plays out.
Absolutely. Jeff, anything else for
Scott Frost on the move away from Oregon to UCF, taking over a program that just wasn't in good shape at the end there under George O'Leary. How does this impact both the Oregon program and the Central Florida program?
I like that. I love that hire in Scott Frost. He's somebody that I wish Missouri would have taken a look at. He's somebody that I thought Nebraska should have seriously looked at when Riley was hired around this time last year. So I think UCF got a good one. Oregon, I think if Vernon Adams is healthy next year, I don't think it matters, you know, who the offensive coaches are going to be. I think the offense is going to roll. Oregon also hired Dave Yost to handle kind of like offensive consulting duties, and they just hired Brady Hoke as defensive coordinator. So I think what goes on at Oregon, the absence of Scott Frost is certainly going to play a role, but there are a few other chess pieces going on there and on the move as well.
Hey, Seth, as always, really, really appreciate you taking time out with us. I don't know if we're going to catch up with you for a little while here, because obviously the college football season is come to an end, but I'll be honest, man, I really appreciate your time and look forward to talking to you in the next few months. As we know, these things really never end, but may give you a couple weeks off, and then we'll get you back in the mix, man.
All right, that sounds great. Appreciate it.
Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box joined us the whole season, did a wonderful job. We really do appreciate him taking time out with us. But we got to take a quick pause for the cause. One final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments.
You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation.
Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, for joining us talking NHL hockey. And then Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box, who joins us to talk about college football. We'll probably give him a few week break, and we'll have to maybe get an NBA basketball guy or something in there to fill his shoes for a while. But really appreciate those guys taking time with us each and every week. You know, Jeff, we haven't gotten here yet today. As impressive as the Golden State Warriors have been at 37-4 currently, those San Antonio Spurs are 35-6. Is there anything that we can say about the fact that the bottom line is Golden State's having a fantastic year? I think they're special. I think they're awesome. But San Antonio is absolutely right there with them, and they better not slip up.
Yeah, they played a great basketball. They probably played a great second half of basketball on Thursday night against the defending Eastern Conference champion Cavaliers. You know, Cleveland gets out to a 15-point lead, which is the biggest deficit that San Antonio's experienced. And San Antonio comes right back and ends up pulling out the victory. So probably a three-team race in the NBA, and Golden State and San Antonio are certainly two of them.
Yeah, I mean, Steph Curry is unbelievable. The other night he got himself in a little bit of trouble with his dribbling, but with that being said, he's had a tremendous year. Maybe the MVP once again. Who knows? I mean, the guy's just fantastic. I love watching him play. I love watching their brand. But I'm also gaining a real appreciation for Draymond Green, because without him on the floor, Steph Curry's not the same ball player. But that's a whole nother story. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We've got another hour on the horizon. Fred Wallen will join us, so keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.